This is Betty Lockery Hoag on November 29th interviewing Miss Lavina Richards and Mrs. Dolores LaBranche in Miss Richards' home in Butte, Montana. Both Miss Richards and Mrs. LaBranche were on the Butte project in the office under Frank Stevens, and I don't know in what capacity, but we'll find out pretty soon. Before we begin talking, I want to check the spelling of your names. Miss Richards, is it L-A-V-I-N-A?
Lavina.
Mm-hmm. Lavina.
Mm-hmm.
And Richards.
Richards.
Richard with an S. And do you use the middle?
No, I have no middle name.
And Mrs. LaBranche, yours, please.
So D-O-L-O-R-E-S-L-A-R-A-N-C-H.
And what was your maiden name? Or
Mogus.
M-O-G-U-S. Good. It'll be a little hard for the people who transcribe the tapes to know who's talking, so if you don't mind, each time I'm going to use your first names and just say what it is before you start, otherwise they'll never get unscrambled
there.
So, Lavina, why don't you start and tell
Lavina.
Me what... Lavina?
Is that awful?
No, it's good to learn.
I don't like the
new stuff. Lavina, would you please tell me about what you did on the project, or what you remember about the beginning of it?
Yes. Well, the beginning of it, of course, it was WPA work, and we were located at the School Administration Building at 11 North Montana
111.
Street. 111 North Montana Street.
Hmm.
And we had the whole top floor.
Excuse me, was that the space that Miss Leary that you mentioned?
She was downstairs.
Oh, and this was Doug Gold's office or part of it?
It was downstairs, yes. Uh-huh. And she was downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were all upstairs.
Mm-hmm. You had the whole floor.
And we had a whole gallery that was painted in pale green, as I remember.
And one was yellow.
And one was yellow.
Oh.
We had the two large galleries and attendance at each, you know, for the people to come in. And
mm-hmm.
we compiled all these booklets about the art that was contributed to
mm-hmm.
us. And
did
then
you mimeograph them there? Or?
We mimeographed them there. Dolores did that, I believe, didn't you?
Oh.
And so then then Mr. Stevens decided that it would be, and Mr. Redmond, Mr. Jim Redmond, he's dead now.
Yes.
He died during the war. We thought that was so sad because he was such a wonderful, shall I say, student of Japanese art
mm-hmm.
and did so many lithographs. And
yeah.
to think that he died in the war, probably by a Japanese hand, has always saddened all of us.
I didn't
yes,
realize that.
Yeah. He was killed in the war, Second World War.
For goodness sake.
I don't know where he died. I've never contacted
mm-hmm.
anyone. Mr. Stevens might be able to
mm-hmm.
tell you. I don't know
he
whether
was very mind. Highly thought of in Los Angeles.
Oh,
I've
yes.
several
uh-huh.
artists who knew him down there and
uh-huh.
went to the Art Students League under Stan McDonald Wright, who is
yes,
still alive.
Yes, I've heard him speak out.
And of course the Japanese and Chinese influence came through Mr. Wright, I think, first
I think so.
For
uh-huh.
most of these people. I
but he was
forget.
Just wonderful. Well, anyway,
mm-hmm.
to get back on the subject, they decided that the school should be interested. So
mm-hmm.
they sent me out. We fixed portfolios
mm-hmm.
of all of the different artists, and the teachers allotted me time at each
mm-hmm.
school about four times a week, and I had more than an hour most of the schools, although some of the schools, when they figured the children didn't have that time to spare,
mm-hmm.
gave me only half an hour, but mostly it was an hour
mm-hmm.
lecture. And
excuse
I
me, just
mm-hmm.
1 minute.
Yeah.
You mean folders of what artists? Great artists?
Oh, great
general,
artists, yeah, mostly
mm-hmm.
the great artists.
Mm-hmm.
Rubens and Franz Hals and
mm-hmm.
all Gainsborough, all
mm-hmm.
of those. But we didn't take in modern art too much
mm-hmm.
because we figured it was a little above
yes.
grade school children.
Certainly.
We never did get into the high schools
mm-hmm.
here because they didn't have any allotted time for us.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember one interesting experience out at the Madison School. Wasn't it the Madison School in Meaderville?
No, that was the...
Well, anyway, it's down... it's
Franklin
School. And I was out there and I was lecturing on Franz Hals, and I was telling him that he drank and was in jail. But
mm-hmm.
despite all of that, his paintings were marvelous, and he'll hold them up. If we were lucky enough to get colored ones, they were more interested, I think, than in the black and white. And we would talk about it, and this little red-headed boy in the front row raised his hand frantically and shook it like that. And I said, "And what did you want?" And he said, "Now, my father's just like Franz Hals." And
oh.
I said, "Oh, does your father paint?" He said, "No, he beats my mom."
Oh.